What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. We are almost 2 years on from the 2016 elections, and Hillary Clinton is still bitter. She's still going off about it. She's supposed to be out there campaigning for the Democrats. Bill Clinton's out there also campaigning for the Democrats. Trump is out there campaigning for the Republicans. But apparently over at the Atlantic Festival, she went on a rant about how it was Russians that did it. The Russian campaign and WikiLeaks was the cutout for the stolen information that Russia stole from our servers, which we know that part is definitely a lie. Then she rants about Cambridge Analytica and how Trump certainly altered the outcome in enough places where she can say what happened. So she's still bitter. And I don't think that's something the current Democratic voters are really interested in listening to anymore. She can't let go. She can't let go. And I am very concerned that she may try and step in 2020. They were talking about it for a little while. Then there was that bizarre cryptic message from another politician saying, please don't put your family through that. And she's backed off, but I don't think she's out yet. All right, let's talk about the war zones. There's a lot going on over there. Iran has announced basically that the missile attack it launched onto Syria on Monday killed 40 top leaders of ISIS, and that intelligence for the operation had been provided by its elite Quds force. Iran fired six missiles at targets in the Abu Kamal and Hajin regions in eastern Syria in retaliation for an attack on a military parade in Iran on September 22nd that killed 25 people, nearly half of them members of the Revolutionary Guards. Now, the Quds force is in charge of the Revolutionary Guards' overseas operations. So they were basically out there. By the way, something I didn't realize. You've heard the term Daesh used to describe the militants. Apparently, it's a derogatory Arabic acronym for the Islamic State. Now, the United States is starting to train Turkish soldiers for joint patrols in Syria. And they're going to be patrolling the Turkey-Syria border by Manbij. And apparently the U.S. and Turkey have been independently patrolling this border, and they just decided they have to start working together. Of course, neither the United States or Turkey has permission to be in Syria from Syria's legitimate government. Okay. WikiLeaks has uncovered a U.S. government document that revealed that the United States directly advocated for undermining democratic elements of the so-called Syrian Revolution of 2011 in order to ensure the dominance of authoritarian, sectarian Sunni groups within the Syrian opposition. Now, this document was written by the United States Marine Corps Intelligence Department in late 2011, and it further asserts that empowering these radical Sunni groups over the democratic and secular ones would be ideal for the United States and its regional partners as ensuring the decline, not only of the current Syrian government, which didn't work out, and would basically impede Iran's regional clout or influence. So that apparently is what got started with all this U.S. support for ISIS and Al-Qaeda and all these radical jihadis and everything. We had already known it was about bringing Assad down, replacing Syria's government with an obedient Western-backed government. But apparently they saw it as a way of reducing Iran's influence in the region. Boy, did that one backfire. Iran's influence in that part of the Middle East has increased. So has Russia's. From a geopolitical, strategic point of view, Syria has been a disaster. Now, as you know, Russia is pouring all kinds of electronics and weapons into Syria, And according to this report out of Middle East Monitor, Russia is going to be monitoring all air traffic in Israel, Saudi Arabia, from Syria. They're going to be keeping an eye on who is flying where and what they are doing. And, pardon me, they're talking about having systems capable of combating precision weapons, guided bombs and missiles are going to be added to the conventional radar protection systems. So they understand that with Israel unwilling to fly warplanes in to Syria, that they can expect an increase in missile attacks here. Now, here's an interesting little article. It came out of the National Interest. And I want to preface this with these stories that we reported earlier in the week about how there was a sort of a rumor running around that the Russians had succeeded in finding a way around U.S. stealth technology. And it was backed up, of course, there was that report about how a Russian Sukhoi was able to get radar lock on an F-22. And that Israel was now afraid to fly their F-35s into Syria, lest one get shot down. Now, from the United States point of view, if Russia or Syria, using Russia's weapons, are able to shoot down an F-22 or an F-35, it will be a disaster for the military-industrial complex. Other countries aren't going to want to buy these very expensive aircraft. I mean, look at the F-35. Without its stealth, it's heavy, it's clunky, it's a poor dogfighter. A lot of it still does not work properly. But there was a while back, remember, there was a report that an Israeli F-35 was struck by a Russian-made S-200 surface-to-air missile during an airstrike in Syria. Now, Israel came on out with the story, no, the plane collided with a bird. And it was he said, she said on that. But now I'm starting to lean toward that maybe Syria did get a lock on that plane. And if Russia has, in fact, found a way around U.S. stealth technology, that is a major game changer. Story out of Sputnik News. Israel is now expected to demand new weapons from the United States following the S-300 supply to Syria. And this is coming from Sputnik News, an Egyptian expert on Israel, Mohammed Ali, said that now that Syria has received the S-300 air defense system, Tel Aviv will insist on getting similar weapons from the United States. Well, Israel can insist, but here's the problem. Israel is already getting the best weapons the U.S. can produce. And if they're not able to deal with the Russian weapons, that's a real problem. The situation in Syria has changed drastically. Putin has brought it to a stalemate. That's what he wants. Doesn't want open conflict, but he's brought it to a stalemate. Now, as you know, when Benjamin Netanyahu went before the United Nations, he came out with a bunch of accusations against neighboring countries. It's what he does when he gets before the UN. And at least he didn't do that cartoon bomb this time. But he accused Iran of having the secret warehouse with nuclear materials hidden inside. 300 tons of nuclear material, including all of these kilos of weapons-grade uranium, blah, 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 blah. And basically demanded the IAEA condemn Iran for having this. And the IAEA is saying, we have no basis to know that this is true. We're not going to take the claims at face value. And here is where it gets really good. Iranian media went on out to the buildings that were seen in Netanyahu's photograph. And one of them turned out to be a carpet cleaning company. And they have these trucks that are driving in and out with these very long rolls of carpeting. I'm sure Netanyahu thinks those have to be missiles. Those have to be missiles. And the other one is a scrap metal storage yard for recycling. And there were no guards around. There was no security. None of the heavy locks that you would and fences you would expect to see around a secret atomic warehouse. So once again, he's out there crying wolf, 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 or nuclear duck. All right, let's take a phone call from Matt in Florida. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, how you doing? I just want to know if you heard the story about the U.S. is deploying more so-called advisors to Syria. So I don't think this thing is over by
launch. I haven't heard that yet, but I'm not surprised.
I just saw it pop up. They're deploying more advisors to Syria. And also that Israel said they're going to deploy tactics that's never been seen before to defeat the S-300 missile defense system. I'm telling you, Mike, this thing is going to go way, way beyond anyone's expectations. They're not going to walk away from this one.
No, I'm afraid that you are right. The whole region is going to go up in a major hot war, possibly involving the entire world. And I remember when I was a kid growing up with my relatives who'd served in World War II, I remember growing up hoping that I would never have to see that with my own eyes. But it looks like I'm not going to get that wish.
Oh, yeah. See, American Post has been so conditized with the pop shows and everything that's going on. None of this is shown in our media. So the average Joe's walking around oblivious to what's taking place. Oblivious. You know, so it could be anything that could turn this thing hot. And also, I don't mean to back up, but on the Brett Kavanaugh story, it really touches home with me. You know, this is something I never told anyone. I was once accused of rape falsely. I was dragged into a police station, stuffed and cuffed and questioned, and turned out the allegations were completely false. The situation was consensual, and the young lady was caught in a bad position. Her husband had put cameras in the house. So the first thing she could think of was the claim rape. And I was caught to the wrong. I mean, I was cuffed, stuffed, and they were ready to haul me in. My story was, it was a laughing stock until I showed text messages. And the officer told me, the deal was done. You know, my story was not to be believed, and I was just there for, you know, the walk the line. You know, they're just going to talk to me, and they already had the charges booked. So I really feel for Brett Kavanaugh and what him and his family's going through, and it's a shame, you know, what's going on in this country and the things they will stoop to.
Well, I got to tell you, if we are in fact returning back to this climate of a woman can just decide to scream rape at a man and ruin his life, I think I'm going to open up a sex robot franchise because there are going to be a lot of men who just aren't going to want to deal with women anymore, and who can blame them?
You're not kidding. After that situation, I was terrified. To go with any interactions with another woman for months. You know, and it was horrible. I was not to be believed. I was a criminal. I was the worst thing walking, you know, and they had me handcuffed to a table, and my world was spinning out of control. I could not believe what was being accused, you know. And, you know, but that's it. That's all I have for you. You have a good one.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot, Matt. We're going to let you go. And what is really interesting here is how women like that, in order to avoid their own personal embarrassment, are perfectly willing to send, you know, men to prison. There was one story, again, back in the 1990s, and I'm not going to mention names because probably they've gotten on with their lives and we don't need to embarrass them. But there was this girl who was having sex with her boyfriend, and her mother spotted some telltale signs in the laundry, while doing the laundry, in the underwear, and confronted the daughter, and the daughter said, oh, I was raped, because she didn't want to admit she was having sex with her boyfriend. And they just walked on out, and she just picked a random guy, and he got to go to jail. And he would probably still be in jail, but some years later, the girl became a Christian and admitted the whole thing. But again, how vicious do you have to be to throw another human being's life into disarray to save yourself embarrassment? What does that say about our culture? All right, getting on back to the war zones here. The United Nations top court has ordered the United States to lift sanctions on humanitarian goods to Iran. And as you know, the United States has been saying lately that, frankly, they don't feel the United Nations court should have any jurisdiction over the U.S. And the U.S. government promptly threw a tantrum by terminating a 1955 treaty of amity with Iran. Just tore it on up. Now, this was a friendship treaty that was established while the Shah was in power. So they're expressing their ire over there. Meanwhile, up in France, they're accusing Iran over a foiled bomb plot of an exiled opposition group near the French capital. And they're talking the People's Mujahideen of Iran, or MEK. France is saying it's freezing assets belonging to two suspected Iranian intelligence operatives, as well as others belonging to Iran's Ministry of Intelligence and Security. Is there any evidence forthcoming that Iran had anything to do with it? No, 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 no. We live in an age of accusation equals guilt. Proof? We don't need no proof. We believe. We believe. Now, one of the other accusations that Netanyahu made when he was up there speaking at the United Nations was that Hezbollah was building missile sites inside Lebanon to threaten Israel, to attack Israel. And Lebanon's government has now taken diplomats and journalists on a tour all around Beirut, let them go wherever they want, to basically say there are no Hezbollah bases here. And Prime Minister Netanyahu had said that Hezbollah had hidden missile sites near the international airport. And these other diplomats have said, no, they're not there. Lebanon is saying these are just false allegations to justify an attack. Yes, that's exactly what they are. Israel still wants that Litani River. They want more territory. They want more ground. Over in Saudi Arabia, first of all, they were finally forced to admit that their forces have committed what it describes as certain mistakes in Yemen. Other people describe them as war crimes. Saudi Arabia is under increasing pressure from international bodies and human rights groups that accuse the kingdom of carrying out war crimes in the country, which seems to be happening. And just hours after Saudi Arabia came clean and said, yes, we're going to try and do better, a Saudi airstrike in Yemen kills an entire family. The situation for the people of Yemen is getting really dire. About 1 million people in northern Yemen are living in makeshift camps and on the verge of famine. They're in a Houthi-controlled area that the Saudi Emirati coalition has been attacking, and it's making it difficult for aid to reach the camps. And without a ceasefire and end to the attacks, aid organizations cannot bring in the amount of food necessary for the displaced Yemenis to survive the conflict. I think this is intentional on Saudi Arabia's part, to starve everybody to death. And again, all of this is an argument that goes back to regime change. The United States carried out a successful regime change in Yemen some years ago. The people of Yemen didn't like their puppet ruler. They're trying to take their country back. And this is the United States using Saudi Arabia as a proxy, saying, no, no, no. Once you're part of the American empire, you stay a part of the American empire. You will come to love your new foreign puppet rulers. Up in Afghanistan, there's a retired army major who's talking about the growing problem with insider attacks on our troops, where American service people inside Afghanistan are being shot and killed by people who are supposed to be on the same side that we are. So we're going to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite, and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and good buy. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention RBN listeners. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come at an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to take a quick phone call from Jeff in Ohio. Aloha, Jeff. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, good afternoon, Mike. Real quick with the diversion of all this Kavanaugh and stuff going on, I just wanted to jump back about 3 weeks ago when our president of the United States wanted to redact and let the FISA warrants come out. And we haven't heard a thing about it since.
No, we haven't. I mean, this Kavanaugh thing has been, heaven sent to the Robert Mueller investigation because they've come up with absolutely nothing. They have no more evidence of wrongdoing than the Kavanaugh accusers do. But now they've fallen off the public's radar. Of course, once Kavanaugh is done with the confirmation process, we're certainly going to put it back out there again because it is an issue that needs to be dealt with.
Right, and I just researched it to go back to when he did make that statement that he demanded for this to be full disclosure, and that was on September the 17th. That seems like a year ago to me, as much as that,
yeah.
How much fast the news is moving. And I just wonder if, is Rosenstein have anything to do with releasing those, or is that with the DOJ?
That would be ultimately up to Jeff Sessions, who, as I understand it, has now been called before the Senate Judiciary Committee.
Great, great, great. That'll be put on the back burner. We'll probably never hear anything else about it. I'm getting used to this. I'm starting to figure it out. Nothing's getting done, but it's just escaped my mind for a little bit, and I just got tired of seeing this be pushed down our throat, and everything else has been dropped aside. You know, everything from the foreign wars and everything else, and we just got one thing we can only concentrate on, I guess, and that's the media feeding it to us. So I just didn't have to.
Well, what we're dealing with here is a government that is at war with itself internally, to the point where it's become paralyzed. And the only progress, if you want to call it that, being made is the war spending continues. The Pentagon has handed out billions in contracts today or yesterday. So the war machine continues, and everything else is grinding to a halt. Whether this is the beginning of the dissolution of our federal government, I think that would be a good thing, to be very honest.
Right. Oh, I do too. I think I hope I don't offend anybody, but Washington needs an enema. And
yes.
I just wonder back 100 years ago or 150 years ago, if we'd had the internet and the access of knowing what our officials are doing as we do today, if we would be in the same situation, almost holding people accountable.
Well, we have to be able to stand up and hold them accountable. And right now, the way the system is set up is the government investigates itself and holds themselves accountable, which means it never really happens. The only accountability happens when there's an election and those are horribly compromised. I am hoping that in 5 weeks, there is going to be a red wave of outrage and disgust over what has been seen on TV these last couple
of weeks. Oh, I'm wearing red, buddy. When I go vote. But, yeah, I'm just curious because I appreciate you guys, all of you guys on the radio talking, but it is getting almost like beating a dead horse. But you guys are the only ones that are really out there, the tip of the spear, taking the fight to them by us having the knowledge of what's going on because we've had the wool over our eyes. So just appreciate it. Keep up the good work.
All right. All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. Turning on down to Israel and Palestine, there's a doctor down in Gaza, and this was being reported in Al Jazeera, saying that basically looking at all the Gazans who have been killed and wounded during this great march of return, he's saying the past 6 months in Gaza, for lack of a better word, it's been another war. And there's all this human suffering and devastation, and it's only increasing. And I think an illustration of that is that Israeli forces, shot and killed a 78-year-old Palestinian in the Gaza Strip. And this was Ahmed Nasser al-Aruki, and he was shot and killed with two live bullets fired by Israeli forces. And here's where it gets interesting. He was shot in the back. This guy was a farmer, 78-year-old farmer, and he just got gunned down. Now, there's another issue that is building up. As you know, there was a Gaza Freedom Flotilla that was intercepted a while back, and it was carrying medical supplies for the people of Gaza. And it was 114 boxes of supplies like gauze and sutures, both of which are needed to deal with the grievous injuries being inflicted on the people of Gaza by the IDF. We're going to take another break for commercials. We're going to finish this story when we come on back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're talking about the Gaza Freedom Flotilla, which 1 month ago was intercepted by Israel's naval forces. And the basically imprisoned and deported 34 persons back to their home countries. The boats were intended to be left there for Gaza fishermen. But the real issue here is the 114 boxes of medical supplies that are desperately needed by Gaza's hospitals to deal with the grievous injuries resulting from Israel simply firing at Gazans for protesting behind that fence. And Israel still has not done so, even though it is required by international law that humanitarian aid must be delivered. And we have seen Israel do this before, where there will be food and other supplies that are sent to Gaza, and Israel will just leave it on the docks until it's so rotted it's useless. Then they'll open the gates and say, see, we're sending in the humanitarian aid. Let's take another phone call from Dan in British Columbia. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, yeah. Hi, Michael. Yeah, just to follow up on the 300-ton story from Netanyahu there. The Iranian foreign minister there was a report on RT, and he came out and said Israel was the only country in the Middle East to have nuclear weapons, and they should be inspected to by the IAEA. And I thought that was interesting. He mentioned
he made a point of saying that Israel is the only country in the Middle East with an undisclosed hidden nuclear weapons facility and an actual stockpile. And it's a point everybody keeps making. Netanyahu all but admitted to having nuclear weapons when he made that very threatening speech in front of the Dimona reactor.
Yeah, he's almost, you know, thumbing his nose at everybody, saying, yeah, we got him, but you don't know about it on paper, you know. And it's ridiculous. Like this 300-ton thing he came out with, I don't really think he got a lot of traction with that. I think this Kavanaugh hearing really dominated the news cycle, and he just didn't get the traction that he thought. And it just kind of reminds me of...
it's because everybody knows he keeps lying. He's been caught in lie after lie after lie after lie, and all he can think to do is when he comes back to the UN has come up with even more amazing accusations. And I think people at the UN are probably pretty sick and tired of it by now, and I know I certainly am.
It reminds me of the Get Smart, you know. Would you believe 300 tons?
Yes. You know? You must be close to my age.
That was a funny show. My wife and I were playing Trivial Pursuit the other day, and like last week we bought this used game at a garage sale and we started playing it, and one of the questions was what nation's nuclear weapons program was attacked by the Stuxnet computer virus? And I thought that was interesting, you know, and it looks like the whole Stuxnet thing was just just for propaganda purposes, just to point the finger at Iran.
No,
for,
actually, Stuxnet caused a tremendous amount of damage to Iran's centrifuges. But you need to understand that Iran, under the terms of the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty, has a right recognized by the United States to build nuclear power stations and to manufacture the fuel rods for the same. And they were not enriching past the point that would be useful for a nuclear reactor. But Stuxnet was sent on in there, and it basically destroyed those centrifuges.
Yeah, I think there was an old advertisement. I think you might have posted it on What Really Happened. It had a picture of the Shah of Iran, and it said, look who's into nuclear power. And, you know, because he was, if you're a U.S. puppet, you're allowed to have nuclear power. But if you're not, then you're the devil himself. So I'll let you get back to the show. Thank you.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot. Yeah, I remember that ad. I think I still have it in my archive. When the Shah was there, they were using him to say, see, nuclear power is good. And I think they ran the ad at a time when there was a growing concern within the United States that nuclear power might not be entirely safe, which Three Mile Island, Chernobyl, Fukushima, I think the point is made there. Getting on back to Gaza, 89% of the population of Gaza do not have access to safe drinking water. This is coming from the Palestinian Central Bureau of Statistics. And according to the report, only 11% of Palestinian families in Gaza have access to safe sources of drinking water. And apparently punitive measures imposed by the Palestinian Authority, President Abbas, on Gaza was cited as one of the main reasons leading to the dire situation in Gaza. It's so frustrating. It was not that long ago when the Palestinian Authority and Hamas seemed to be working together to make life in Palestine a lot better. Then all of a sudden Abbas says, no, Hamas has to go. Palestinian Authority will control the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. And it's gone downhill from there. In 2017, Abbas imposed a lot of measures on the Strip, trying to pressure the people to turn against Hamas. And some of the things he did were halving salaries of public employees, forcing thousands of employees to early retirement, and stopping payments for the supply of electricity to the Strip. This is supposed to be the Holy Land. And you look at all that is going on in there, and you have to wonder what's going on here. I get a lot of emails asking why I'm an atheist. This is the reason. Seeing all this suffering and all this pain, supposedly where Christianity began, and it just keeps getting worse and worse and worse. The United Nations Relief Agency for Palestine is pulling some of their staff from Gaza. They're concerned about security risks because they think there's going to be a lot of civil unrest over job cuts. Somebody did a poll. Well, actually, it was Pew. Pew Research did a poll in Israel and found the Israelis extremely and almost unanimously supportive of Trump and U.S. foreign policy. 82% of the Jewish Israelis trust the president's handling of global affairs. 94% have favorable opinion of the U.S. Is anyone surprised? Trump in the U.S. is giving Israel everything they want and asking for very, very little in return. Yeah, if you just give a lot, if you give somebody a lot of really great stuff, they're going to think you're a great person. They're not going to want to hear about bad things you've made, you may have done. You just keep the goodies coming, keep the money coming, keep the weapons company. We love you. We think you're great. Now, there's a very alarming story that came out from the Middle East Monitor. And they're quoting a member of the Knesset, Moti Yogev, who came on out and said that Israel will now extend its sovereignty over the entire area between the Jordan River and the Mediterranean Sea. In other words, over all of historic Palestine. And this gentleman is part of the Jewish Home Party. And he's out there saying there had been no Palestinian state. There will never be a Palestinian state. Israel will remain Jewish. So that means they're getting ready to just formally annex the Gaza Strip and the West Bank and declare it Israeli territory. Now, Moti, of course, is incorrect. There was a Palestinian state. And I have this page I put up about all the historical maps showing Palestine, but that's been one of the big lies that Israel has used ever since they were created. No, no, there's no such thing as Palestine. Somebody just made it up to annoy us here. Anyway, now the United States, again, giving Israel everything that they want and responding probably to Jeremy Corbyn saying that a Labour government in Great Britain will recognize the Palestinian state. And by the way, a lot of other governments around the world already have. But the United States is saying, no, Palestine is not a state. And they have now withdrawn from the Vienna Convention's optional protocol. Here you have the U.S. just pulling out of treaties, the one with Iran, the Vienna Convention, left and right. And yet the U.S. ambassador to NATO was out there screaming that Russia was in violation of this treaty that goes back to the Cold War. The U.S. is in violation of the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty. This is why the rest of the world isn't really trusting our government anymore. There's an article out here again. This is from Mint Press News. Anti-Semitism as a sword, aggressive tactics on Israel's behalf may threaten all Jews. And they're basically repeating something that I've talked about a lot on this program, that it is Israel's behavior coupled with their attempt to blend Israel with all of the world's Jews that presents a threat to all the world's Jews. This particular article, of course, is talking about this insane push to convince corrupted, bought and paid for governments around the world to redefine anti-Semitism as any criticism of the government of Israel. That it's hatred of the Jewish people, which is silly. That's like claiming that the only reason people complain about the Nazis is they hate the German people. But this article is saying there very well is going to be a pushback at this very overt attempt to suppress freedom of speech. And if Israel succeeds in carving out an exception in the First Amendment for criticizing Israel, that won't be the end of it. There'll be another exception for criticizing vaccines or for doubting GMOs. Okay, over in East Jerusalem, the Israeli forces raided an East Jerusalem cemetery, destroying the tombstones of slain Palestinians. And According to the supervisor of the cemetery, armed Israeli forces were deployed at the entrance of the cemetery, and officers raided the cemetery and destroyed several tombstones using a variety of hand tools. Apparently, these were marked tombstones of Palestinians who've been killed by the IDF back in October of 2015. And it's amazing to see this when you have any time there's a Jewish tombstone that's vandalized. Oh, Israel goes crazy. Israel just goes totally crazy. They go ahead and they do it to the Palestinians. Now, from my point of view, I'm wondering why anybody cares. You know, tombstone, nice, whatever. But there is a core feeling in many of the religions in the Middle East that some part of you lives on as long as you are being remembered. Maybe they got that through Amenhotep in ancient Egypt, that if your name is preserved, that somewhere out there you still exist. And that's maybe why the tombstones are such a hot button item. U.S. Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis has announced the U.S. will not reduce its support for the French-led military operations against insurgents in Mali. We're all over the place here. We're all over the place here. So they're going to pour money into that one here. This could really start a major conflict in Africa. Namibia has announced they are now going to follow the example of South Africa by expropriating white-owned lands and redistributing them to the majority black population. I hope this is not going to turn into a global phenomenon. We know that Zimbabwe did it, South Africa, and now Namibia. This could spread all over Africa and plunge the place into complete and utter chaos here. North Korea has sent a message through their state media that a peace declaration to formally end the Korean War is not a bargaining chip in the denuclearization talks. Lifting sanctions might be. They still want that peace declaration, but at this point, it's papering over the reality. North and South Korea are clearly moving back together. They're starting to clean up the landmines at the demilitarized zone. They're going to open up communication back and forth. It will take years to do that. They have now administratively linked their military. And for all intents and purposes, the Korean War is now over. And maybe that's why Kim Jong-un is not feeling that a peace declaration is really worth all that much. The reality on the ground is, yeah, it's over. It is really over. North and South Korea are learning to get along together. Ultimately, there's going to be reunification. The United States government's going to want to try and thwart that. Okay. U.S. Ambassador to NATO Hutchison kicked up a bit of a storm a couple of days, saying that Russia was building a ground-launched intermediate-range cruise missile system, nuclear-tipped, that was a violation of the INF Treaty, the Intermediate Nuclear Forces Treaty, and that as a result, the United States might consider a military strike onto the factory where these weapons are being built. You know, that's an act of war, flying into somebody else's country and blowing stuff up here. And the Russian response has been rather dismissive. It's impossible to take this seriously. And a reminder that the United States is also in violation of the INF Treaty with their Mark 41 launching systems capable of firing ground-based cruise missiles. Now, they are warning that any kind of an attack on Russia would be met with a full-range attack back. In other words, not a measured response. You hit us, it's on for real. Now, Hutchison has since gone to Twitter to say, no, she didn't really say that. But it's already out there here. Here's an article. Came out of Reuters, and it's basically confirming something I said, I think only about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, that the American military is over-dependent on imports from other countries, and especially China, which could be a problem given current circumstances. We're going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle, feeds our body with the nutrients we need to keep healthy. Just listen to what Arthur had to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I could use this about, I don't know, 10 years ago, after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product. Thank you very much.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And we're looking at this story about how the U.S. military is coming to grip with over-reliance on imports, especially those from China. And apparently this was a review by the Pentagon ordered by Donald Trump and basically listing out all the instances where the U.S. military is depending on foreign countries for critical components. And they're talking about things like microelectronics, integrated circuits, transistors, that kind of stuff. And yeah, especially right now with the tensions building against China, China could shut that off at any point, and that would be a crippling blow because it would take, you know, a lot of time to ramp up production of those same items here in the United States of America. This was in USA Today. If we're headed for regime change in Iran, get ready for a military draft. We'll need one. And I hate to say I told you so, but here it comes. And so USA Today is already putting out the idea that, yeah, we're going to have a draft if we're going to regime change Iran. Well, I got a better idea. Let's leave Iran alone. Okay. But over in Military Times, they have an article on just how restarting the military draft would proceed, because it's been four decades of an all-volunteer force. And they say there'll be problems, but it can be done. So, yeah, they're talking about it seriously. A draft. Those of you who are parents of military-age kids, you better be paying attention right now. And you better be sharing this with your friends and neighbors. Okay? Now, remember the other day that Turkey came on out and declared that they were going to conduct operations against supporters of Fethullah Gulen and implied assassinations on our soil. And one may have happened this morning. There was a security guard outside the home of Fethullah Gulen who spotted an armed intruder and fired a warning shot. The intruder left. The police were called. It does look like Turkey was very serious about its overseas operations against supporters of Mr. Gulen. Looks like they went right to the top here. So let's talk about Julian Assange, because it is looking very, very bad for him. An Ecuadorian lawmaker is urging authorities to now strip Julian Assange of his Ecuadorian citizenship, claiming that there were irregularities when it was granted. If he was stripped of his citizenship, he would no longer be an Ecuadorian diplomat, and he would be expelled from the Ecuadorian embassy, at which point he could be arrested and extradited to the United States and or Great Britain. What caused Ecuador to change their mind? Well, apparently they got a big chunk of cash, $997 million that was being put into Ecuador's economy, and apparently with it came this little condition that, yeah, it's time for Julian Assange to be made an example of. Alrighty. So I'm afraid that Assange is headed for a U.S. prison. They're going to try and make an example of him. And the funny thing is, Assange himself did nothing. He was an editor. Okay, there's my music. I was kind of wondering where it was. All right, we're going to take a break for station identification, and we'll be right back after these few words.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, "I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you." Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.